Okay, it's time to buy holiday gifts for your friends. And you're going to get them what? Another scented candle? Girl, please. Piper Lou has fun, customizable gifts that your besties or frenemies will actually love. Unlimited buy one, get one free at Piper Lou starts now. Buy one tumbler, get one free. Buy 38 wine cups, get 38 for free. Just use code RADIO at checkout. To avoid the fake polite smiles when they peel back the wrapping paper, go to PiperLou.com and use code RADIO. That's PiperLou.com.
Chip Patterson, Cover 3 Podcast, CBSSports.com, my friend. In advance, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope all is well. What's up?
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I do like to hear me on Fridays after Thanksgiving.
It's like, wait, didn't we just hear this the other day? Yeah, you did, but that's okay. That's what we do.
We normally don't talk the Egg Bowl, so it's evergreen.
It is. Yeah, and we're going to get into some nuts and bolts, not, again, game-specific college football stuff. So let's just start here. Florida State jumped by Washington. Mm-hmm. Should Florida State be mad?
No, I don't think so. I haven't talked to anybody from Florida State that feels mad. I mean, the number one concern about Florida State is beating Florida, is beating Louisville, because, right. You know, Florida State, undefeated, but like let's take the odds makers. The odds makers right now, if you were to parlay the Florida win and the win against Louisville right now, that'd be +111. So I take that as implied odds of a 47.3% chance that Florida State is going to finish the season 13-0 ACC mm-hmm. champions, at which point I expect that they can make the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And I just think that. And that's the betting market reacting to the Jordan Travis injury news. The downgrade that you have to make to the Seminoles as they go to Tate Rodemaker.
Yep.
Is he going to be Cardale Jones or is he going to be Marcus Outzen, the Rooster, from the 1998 campaign? We'll see. Right. Like, this is going to go one of two ways.
Right.
You're either going to lead them into the playoff or you're just not going to be quite enough of a downgrade, you know, too much of a downgrade from Chris Winkie to Outzen. Could find that as well for Travis to Rodemaker. So it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
And I think that for Florida State, you felt like you were in the catbird seat for so much of the season. The idea that it's a coin flip chance that you even make the playoff, it's a little bit unsettling, but I do think that you still understand that it's all there in front of you. You're not angry because seven games since the LSU, in the last seven games for Washington, four of them have been wins against teams that were ranked in the committee's top 25 last week. Mm-hmm. We had one of those drop out. Now they have three. Florida State has zero. Florida State has one win now that Clemson's back, but Florida State just one win since the LSU game. Since the start of October, zero wins against teams that are in the committee's current top 25. It is a resume argument for the Washington Huskies,
mm-hmm.
but Florida State has its opportunity. Again, coin flip chance, according to the odds makers, of making the playoff, but you know, you've still at least got it in your hands.
All right, just to bring up the schedule element here, and I agree. I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, we were about 3 weeks. You and I were three weeks early on Washington is going to jump Florida State.
Yeah. I was frankly, I think we were both surprised it didn't happen last week, but it was inevitable as long as they kept winning against the schedule that they were playing. And I do believe it should be more about who you played. And I mean, I understand that it's splitting hairs. I also understand that all of these things are fake. They do not count. And I say it every single week. People are going to take what they see and apply logic to it, and I would caution you not to do that because none of it matters. But Florida State's schedule has gotten progressively worse over the course of the season. Not only has LSU, has that win been somewhat diminished, but they've only got one win. Remember, they are 8-0 in the league. Only one of those wins are against an ACC 500 team, ACC team with a 500 record. Only Virginia Tech. In Florida State's eight conference wins, Virginia Tech is the only team that is over 500 in league play that Florida State beat. They didn't have to play State. Didn't have, by the way, welcome to the college football playoff rankings, NC State. How about that? At number 22, Clemson is back in at number 24, but Clemson's 4-4 in the league. So Florida State's conference schedule actually isn't as good as Louisville's. And nobody would have said that at the beginning of the year.
Ooh. You think that Louisville's conference schedule right now, because there are a lot of common opponents. They both played Virginia Tech. They both played Duke. They both played Pitt. We're really talking at the fringes, I think, because they have in their 8-game conference schedule at least 4 shared opponents.
Louisville played NC State, beat them. They played Georgia Tech, beat them. They played North Carolina.
Oh, Georgia Tech, who would have won the Coastal?
Rather, Virginia Tech.
Right? Georgia Tech, who's 5-3 in league play, won the Coastal Division with a head-to-head tiebreaker against North Carolina.
If Virginia Tech is able to beat UVA, they didn't play North Carolina; they played Virginia Tech. So, that's 3 wins against teams that finished over 500 potentially if Virginia Tech wins that game. And Florida State would have had just 1. So at least at the top, Louisville's conference schedule looks a little bit better than Florida State's. But I'm not saying that Louisville's better than FSU.
I'll tell you what, the committee put a 2-loss Missouri ahead of 1-loss Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville's got no shot.
I'm not even arguing. Actually, if we were ranking the teams that should be mad, Louisville should probably be a team that should be angry. They should be ranked over Missouri. If you think so highly of Notre Dame with their losses, Louisville ran them.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't that matter? But I also will say this. If Louisville beats Kentucky convincingly and then beats Florida State convincingly, it shuffles them, pretty high up the 1-loss ranking, and we'll see how it all plays out. I don't expect them to be in the college football playoff. But I think Louisville has a great, first of all, I think they have a great chance of being a New Year's Six Bowl team, especially if Florida State goes to the playoff, Louisville will be in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say that great chance is 100.
Yeah. Well,
Florida State goes to the playoff, Louisville, and, look, and maybe if you collapse against Kentucky and you get blown out by Florida State, I think NC State's too far away, but NC State would be next, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Look, the Wolfpack have had a great finish to this season. We can pretend all day long, opine about, the pressure was off once you kind of went and, you lost that game to Duke and all the pressure was off. And then you had other things to deal with the quarterback change and all of that. But they have been an absolute blast to watch. All right, I have more questions for Chip Patterson. Let me get right back to it. First of all, some people have assigned... Oh, we lost Chip. He went dark on me. That's unfortunate. We'll get Chip back. Because there's a lot of people that have assigned meaning to the Jordan Travis injury before we have seen them play. And I am of the mind that I understand.
Okay, it's time to buy holiday gifts for your friends, and you're gonna get them what? Another scented candle? Girl, please. Piper Lou has fun, customizable gifts that your besties or frenemies will actually love. Unlimited buy one, get one free at Piper Lou starts now. Buy one tumbler, get one free. Buy 38 wine cups, get 38 for free. Just use code RADIO at checkout. To avoid the fake polite smiles when they peel back the wrapping paper, go to PiperLou.com and use code RADIO. That's PiperLou.com.
Why people might say, well, it's not the same. I understand. Well, they're not the same team. You may be right. But we haven't seen them play. I mean, they won the only game we saw them play after Jordan Travis's injury. So let's wait and see how they play at Florida. And then if they win that game, we'll wait and see how they play against Louisville before we determine whether or not Florida State is not, top 4 worthy. But if they win these 2 games, I don't think it's going to matter. Should the Jordan Travis injury matter preemptively?
No, and Boo Corrigan said as much.
He did.
Boo Corrigan said they were down 13-0, they lost Jordan Travis, and then they scored 58 unanswered. He acknowledged, he didn't mention.
It's just North Alabama, but that's fine.
He did not mention the words North Alabama in consecutive. Because he didn't want to belittle his own point, But when you're trying to acknowledge a team that is able to rally around a devastating and gruesome in-game injury right. and then be able to not let it bury you, that was a conversation the committee had. So did the committee talk about Jordan Travis's injury? Yes. But according to Boo Corrigan, it sounds like they talked about it in a way of saying, and he also said, we're going to, quote, close the book on week 12 and, you know, look ahead to week 13. There will be a very, very close, you know, the microscope and the scrutiny is going to be intense on Florida State against Florida. But I mean, there's a lot of good players on this Florida State roster that are going to be in the NFL. And
yeah.
now is time for Trey Benson, Johnny Wilson, Jared Verse,
Coleman.
Keon Coleman. Now's the time for all of them to step up. And I think we'll see that.
I agree. And if they win, I don't even care how it looks. If they win and take care of business and they're 13-0, they're going to be in the playoff. I don't think there's any question about that. But let me ask this question. I'll pose this scenario again. I think we probably did it last week. Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship game. We have an undefeated Big Ten champ. We have an undefeated Washington, and we have an undefeated Florida State.
Washington lose to Washington State. Ain't no way Georgia's losing to Alabama. How many different ways do you want me to break this down for you?
I want you to answer my question, Mr. Patterson. This is a court of law right now. Just answer the question. Alabama beats Georgia. We have three other undefeated conference champions, whoever is in the Big Ten, Florida State and Washington. What is the final four of football?
Georgia gets bounced.
I agree. And that's probably the way it should be, right?
I don't bring should to college football because ethics has no place in college football. I said this to my good friend Chris Hassel on CBS Sports Network this week. He was like, is this what you think should happen? I said, hey, I am not doing should when it comes to something like the college football playoff. The great Tony Barnhart told me when I was a young scribe, we had a big college football team meeting. And this was maybe when the playoff was first being like created. You know, they were just talking about it. It hadn't been announced yet. And Tony said, I'm not going to like go total accent because I don't want to belittle his message. But just imagine that full Southern Georgia.
Love Tony Barnhart.
Barnhart draw.
Yep.
And he said, the people who run this sport, they like things to be. And he paused and he said, flexible. And truer words about college football and what is or isn't or what can or cannot be changed at the whim of the people who run the sport. I mean, it's just I'm not going to say should or could. In my thought for a long time was that it would be bad news for Washington or for Florida State. I don't know, man. I kind of think that ultimately we are going to have what we always have, which is the results will shake everything out on the field. So a lot of football left to be played. Again, Washington State is going to be a far more difficult opponent for Washington in this moment than the point spread suggests. If you have to play Oregon again, Washington would enter that game as an underdog.
Yeah.
Florida State has a very difficult path to be able to reach 13-0. I just mentioned it's a coin flip probability. And then going back to my first statement, Georgia is playing its best football at the right time, and Alabama's been some bum slayers. Give me the dogs minus the 4.5 in Atlanta.
So I don't disagree with that at all. So why has everybody been like, oh, man, Alabama, why hasn't Alabama jumped Texas? Why hasn't Alabama jumped Texas? And it's, I guess it's not enough to say, well, Texas went to Alabama. It was 3 months ago and beat the Crimson Tide. But, I mean,
it's because that game was the best of Texas's. Like, Texas played their best game in Bryant-Denny Stadium, and the inability to recreate that is, even after Quinn Ewers returns, is what's leaving a lot of people frustrated, frankly, with Texas. Not that, you know, like, they're being measured to an impossible standard, because by their own program standard, they don't win the Big 12 that often.
Right.
The idea that they might win the Big 12 championship and be 12-1 is something that should be celebrated, because they don't have a lot of Big 12 titles compared to how long they've been in the league. I'm being very serious.
It's hysterical, because when Texas left for the SEC, all I could think of was like, wait a second, you haven't done anything in that league. I mean, that league has been routinely won by Oklahoma or others, and other teams not named the University of Texas. How do you think this is going to go? This is going to go in your new league? So they're just going to be complaining about all of the money that they've got and the powers of their athletic department just not getting anything done in a new conference. They did peak in week two.
That's why. So it's that Texas played its best football early.
Yeah.
Alabama's been playing its best football late. And so everyone's trying to, you know, create this scenario where the committee would look past the head-to-head result. And I don't disagree that they with the analysis of where two teams are right now, but I think my colleague Tom Fornelli said it best on Saturday night's reaction show. He said, man, I don't want to see Texas in the playoff because they're just going to get smoked. They're just not that good. They are like very good in their own little county, but you get them into the state playoffs, you know, they run up against somebody else, you're going to all of a sudden get exposed a little bit. So I'm kind of in that mindset with the Longhorns. I think that's why people view it that way.
All right, before I let Chip Patterson go, I want you to hear what Dave Clawson had to say. I believe this was today. He was reacting to Notre Dame giving Sam Hartman a big send-off after last week's easy Notre Dame win over Wake Forest. Here's what Clawson had to say.
Reality, and there's no point in complaining about it. You know, we saw it last week in South Bend, right? I mean, it's, you know, here's a guy that we recruited and we developed, and, you know, they're putting a video on him saying, we will always love you. And I'm like, you only dated him for a couple of months. It can't be love. We're the ones that love him. We had 5 years with him. You rented him for a season. So,
yeah, and it gets a little repetitive. It clearly is still sticking in Dave Clawson's craw. Your thoughts on what Dave Clawson had to say?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He is awfully, you know, relaxed and, you know, freewheeling, I guess, you know, considering, you know, how this season has gone, where Wake is at right now. He has been down bad. I think that laughter is like, well, of course. Like, everything's gone against us this year. We can't get anything going our way.
Right.
You know, the Deacs have been going through it. They are one of the worst teams in the ACC, you know, and I think that is for a program that was competing for the ACC championship very, very recently, 2 years ago. I think there's laughing is the only thing that you can do in that spot. So I've heard some very, very disappointed post-game press conferences from Dave Clawson. So he had a nice little line there, but he also said, and you can't blame him.
No,
you can't. And he said, I had a good talk with him before the game, a good talk with him after the game. Anybody who has the opportunity to go and make that money in 1 year, you know, you're going to take it. So it's, it was slightly amusing, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Deacs go portal shopping. I would.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
I'd be looking for a 1 year rental at quarterback. But you know, that's just that's my observation of the roster. That coaching staff might have other plans.
Yeah, look, I feel for Dave Clawson because their guy went to Notre Dame, and look, it didn't necessarily translate into a special season for the Irish, right? I mean, I know how it started. They bludgeoned Navy over in Ireland, and everybody just assumed that Notre Dame was going to be all that. And as it turned out, I mean, they were probably the second best team on the field at Wallace Wade Stadium. They won the game, but especially in the second half, I thought Duke was the better team. It just, if Duke can't stop 4th and 16, he can't stop 4th and 16. But then they went to Louisville and just got absolutely smoked. Notre Dame was good, though. And I don't think there's anybody who could take anything away from that part, but they didn't have the special season that they wanted. But, hey, look, Sam Hartman got his chance at the brass ring, and for 1 year, yeah, you take Notre Dame.
Layla.
That's right.
The big old weird mystical club that Notre Dame and USC play for every year, the Golden Shalala.
Do they play this? They play this week, don't they?
No, they play Stanford this week. They already played.
They already played Southern. That's right. They already played Southern Cal. That game is, thankfully over. All right, Chip.
Hey, did you see Notre Dame's new TV deal?
Oh yeah, they doubled the their take, right?
It also runs up in 29. That's uh-oh. That's weirdly aligning with the Big Ten renegotiation.
Okay. So are we doing this? The ACC has until then.
Well, right? No, I just think that's going to be the big split. Ross Dellinger wrote about the big split this week. I think the big split comes as a bunch of those TV deals all run up.
Okay.
But like 29, 30, 32.
So we end up with just a football division, and then everybody else is doing their own thing.
So just like whether it is all of the power conferences or, you know, whatever, like that would be made. And some industry people say sooner, but in my mind, that's where it makes the most sense, because the full move to treating players as employees.
Yep. It's happening.
Cutting them in on the revenue is going to be something that current Power Five institutions may not want to stomach. And so big sort of renegotiation and reordering of what college football looks like at the highest levels.
It's going to be the Premier League is what I am predicting. That's what it's going to look like in many ways. The Premier League. Chip Patterson, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
What's wrong?
I have no clue what to get my book club Secret Santa.
Wine?
We bring that every week.
Wine and a 40-ounce tumbler.
Go on.
With a clever statement, so you love putting wine in it.
Naughty. But from where?
Piper Lou. They have unlimited buy one, get one free with code RADIO on tumblers, tees, hoodies, personalized everything, even Christmas party shirts.
Unlimited buy one, get one free?
With code RADIO at PiperLou.com. That's PiperLou.com.